In some ways, generosity seems like a crazy countercultural way to behave. Instead of keeping our time, energy, or possessions for ourselves, we give them away. There is something very powerful about choosing to do this. It's a fundamental shift away from a limited world of me and mine. Generosity is defined by the wish to benefit someone else. It is rarely the size of the gift or the gesture that matters most, but the message that comes with it. The heart knows this immediately and unmistakably. We taste the uneasiness when a gift has an ulterior motive and save our real admiration for the person who can give without seeking in return. To some degree, everyone is likely to demonstrate generosity in some way, whether to a member of their family, a friend, or a beloved animal. The question is whether we choose to go further than that, whether we want to learn how to open our hearts and hands more widely, and to share more generously whatever time, energy, talents and possessions we have. It is a critical decision about the direction that we want our lives to take. You've probably heard the expression, "It's better to give than to receive." But have you ever stopped to really ponder what that means and how the act of generosity can transform not only the recipient's life, but yours as well? True generosity, at its core, is a pro-social behavior deeply rooted in altruistic actions. It's a virtue that goes beyond mere material gifts. It involves giving your time, energy, and talents selflessly for the benefit of others. Generosity is not conditional on receiving thanks, praise, or enhancing reputation. True acts of generosity will resonate deeper when they come from a place untouched by self-interest. Generosity doesn't depend on intelligence or the amount of wealth what someone has. Research shows that the less people have, the more they are generous. Giving away something we enjoy and use, or have a future use for, helps us to have a meaningful relationship with our possessions. The happiest people are not those getting more, but those giving more. When did you last experience a moment of pure generosity?